Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sing it.
Whoa, whoa.
Mamma Mia.
Here we go again. You guys, welcome to Splat, the Mamma Mia podcast.
Welcome I'm to just kidding. The episode that almost wasn't.
Yeah, you guys, this episode, we've been trying to record this episode for like a week and a half.
Plus, sorry, we weren't here last week. Not really, but a little bit.
It's because we literally were like down to record. I was blackout drunk, ready to record.
Brooke had been drinking on Tuesday when I came over to record since 11:45 a.m.
Yeah.
The day she quit Flywheel. Do we think I should turn the fan off?
Probably.
I'm going to turn the fan off. If it's been bugging y'all until now, so sorry. It's going away.
So I started drinking the day I quit Flywheel. I started drinking, popped a bottle of champagne at 11:45. Was slowly drinking it. And then they brought me another bottle of champagne when I like was done with my shift. And then what did I do? Oh, and then I went and got tacos and margaritas.
And margaritas, right?
And then yeah. I blacked out from the time that I left the taco place to when I woke up from a nap, I guess, because I ran into Kyle on the street and we had a conversation.
Yeah, and you don't remember.
No recollection of that. No recollection of napping. Mm-hmm. But I do remember Bridget coming over.
And we were joined by our sweet friend, Jesse Kluter.
Yeah, who was supposed to be the guest on this episode.
And but isn't, but will be soon.
We'll get her.
Rest easy,
she's
everyone.
She's in Maine now. And then I stayed up for like much longer than I thought. We ate cake. Nope, that wasn't. That was Friday. Yeah, Bridget and I have spent like a lot of time together.
We did. We also both quit our jobs last week.
Well,
had our last days.
Yeah.
Brooke's on Tuesday, mine on Friday.
We went to a cabin in the woods.
Which was amazing with friend of the pod, Agnes. If you've been listening from the beginning, you'll remember Agnes.
Agnes was like our second guest.
Yeah.
And we're going to Disney World next month.
I'm going to Disney World with Brooke's family and I cannot believe it. I've never been before. I'm going to be initiated. It's going to be like trial by fire, 48 hours of goodness.
I'm so excited. My family is so excited. It has come up a lot.
I really can't wait.
We love a virgin.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's like a
one
whole
of the few ways in which I remain unsullied.
There's like a whole. So you're gonna have a big September going to Portland.
Yeah, I'm going to Portland the weekend before we go to Disney World for my oldest friend's wedding, which I'm super psyched about and can't believe I get to go to. So many things. I love having something to look forward to. It really makes life.
Me too.
Better.
It does.
We really had the best time. Also, this weekend we had cheese plates and pancakes, and Brooke
pasta.
Made two kinds of pasta, cacio e pepe and a red sauce pasta. That
Thank
was amazing.
Thank you, Lily the Gravenese, yeah, for truly. Teaching me how to cook pasta.
And for spreading the recipes. I'm probably going to make at least one of them for Imca.
Yeah.
I bought pasta today. I'm excited. It was so good. And there was a darling dog.
We played a lot of board games. I introduced Hanabi.
Hanabi. It's so fun. I told Ari we have to get it immediately.
I know. I was talking to him about it last night.
I also lucked out because as part of my week off and then also the next week and a half, I have an amazing friend here visiting from Germany, my friend Imke, who
she's
is
just cutely watching us
just
record.
Staring at us from the couch.
It's very sweet.
Imke was an au pair with me in Ireland and lives in Germany, and she's here for 2 weeks, which is crazy and very fun. And we walked across the Brooklyn Bridge today, and she's a jet-lagged little baby, and I love her. Maybe she'll make a guest appearance on the pod at some point because we have a lot of German listeners, and we love you guys.
We love Germany. Well, there's a complicated history there for me, but
it's fair enough. Glad we could start off reminding everyone of
never forget.
Never forget.
I'm reading a really good book right now about Jews.
Oh my God, Brooke and I were reading Outside in Connecticut, and she started laughing, and I was like, is it a Jewish joke? And she was like, yes, literally, exactly.
And there was a point in the weekend where I like had an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a full blown panic attack. I was just like hit with some anxiety.
And it was, yeah.
And I was like, there was a full yoga studio downstairs.
It was amazing. The bottom half of our Airbnb was just straight up a yoga studio.
And I was like, excuse me. And I went downstairs and I put on the Mamma Mia 2 soundtrack and I just did a C2.
It was amazing. And you also came upstairs and you were like, You were like, well, yoga works. I believe in it so much. And you were like, and Mamma Mia 2 is maybe not the best soundtrack, but I hit all the beats at the right times and it felt great.
Yeah.
So.
I was like, maybe wouldn't do this for like paying customers. Like,
I don't know. You might have a real audience base.
Dying to do a Mamma Mia sculpt. Do you hear that, Core Power Gods? I think I would sell it out.
Yeah, you would.
Anyway. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat,
the podcast where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about Sex in the City. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
We got it. In one take.
We just zoomed right through it and
zoomed,
it was perfect.
Zoomed.
I wish we could. I love this podcast. I want to stop this podcast and play a Nobby, which isn't even here. I just love it so much.
Yeah, Bridget loved
and Agnes did too, honestly.
I have a Instagram story of like a fully genuine like response to
it's
Hanabi.
Really wonderful. We can cut this because it's obnoxious, but we should like save our Connecticut story.
They're all in my archive.
But we should like, if we can do that thing where we like put them on Splat, we could put like Connecticut on and have them always there because those are fun.
Highlight it?
Yeah. Great. Highlight it.
Let's highlight it.
Highlights, the kids magazine. Remember Highlights?
Uh-huh.
The best. Know,
do you also remember Nickelodeon magazine? Mm-hmm. Nickelodeon magazine, please.
Did you ever get Ladybug magazine? Because that shit was the best.
No. But my dad has been like going through a storage unit, I guess. Mm. And he just sent me a picture of like a duffel bag, like unzipped with like a bunch of
plastic. Oh my God. It's a kind of horrifying photo.
Characters in it. He is very excited that I'm coming home because I'm going to get to go through my childhood shit.
Yeah, that's really fun. That's partially what I'm going to do when I'm back in September, too.
Yeah.
Go through some boxes.
Wake
baby.
Me up when September ends.
Never.
No.
Brooke, this is a big episode still. There's a lot of just like emotional stuff happening on
this
show right now.
Is this the episode? I don't even remember.
I know. We're going to be rediscovering it as we watch it.
Is this episode?
It's the immediate aftermath.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Should we dive in?
Yeah, what is it called?
This episode is called Ring-a-Ding-Ding. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say right now, one of the reasons, I think I said this to you in the stairwell last week. One of the reasons I loved this episode is because
Stairwell?
Like of your apartment. Sorry, not the stairwell. Those big, I just remember saying this to you on the stairs of your apartment, those big front stairs.
What, was it Tuesday?
It must have been. No. Maybe it was Friday. Either way, the important thing.
On the steps of the palace?
Yeah. Is that I love this episode because we get into some nitty gritty money shit for the first time. And it's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I like it because it feels real, but it's also fascinating to contextualize some of the show.
Yeah.
And address some of it head on for the first time.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding.
Carrie starts her narration. A girl in pigtails once said, there's no place like home.
It's Dorothy. That's from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh my God. Thank you. I was just racking my brain. Her toilet is still running and in her apartment. And Aiden, of course, lets himself in with the keys he still has to get the last of his stuff. It's very tense. It's intense, just like camping. Kill me. Just do it.
Oh my God. It took me a minute. Fuck camping.
Fuck camping. Go to a cabin in the woods instead. It's so good.
So much better.
And Aiden's like, do you want me to fix that? Talking about the leaky toilet.
I actually love camping.
Yeah, me too. I know.
I was thinking about Pee Wild a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Pee Wild, for those of you that don't know, Project Wildcat is a pre-orientation program that I participated in where you hike and camp.
And get smelly for days.
And then the boy that you date for 3 years hugs you and you start to cry because you're like, I haven't showered in a full week. And then, you know. He takes your virginity about a year later.
Hey.
And that's a little
bit about
me.
Everyone should apply to Northwestern.
Go Cats. Find love.
So.
And then get it ripped away from you by a celebrity.
Yes. Good times. It's a really good button on that story. Jesus Christ. Carrie, Aiden is like helping her look at the toilet and he tells her that she needs to go and find a ball cock to fix it. And she's like, wait, your last word to me cannot be ball cock.
He's like,
so they have a sweet moment, but Carrie's also like, are you sure you don't want to stay forever?
He's like, I can't.
He does his Aiden sad eyes.
I hate Aiden.
And
fuck
she
Aiden.
Says, "Are you sure?" And he says, "I am." But you know what? Good for him for sticking with it.
She looks so darling and sad.
Go back on it now. She does rock a ponytail. So much cuter than those extensions. Sorry, pigtails. God forgive me. Wrong animal. Ugh.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. Why isn't there a cow tail? There's a fish tail. There's a ponytail.
There's a rat tail.
I would like to put in a request for a cow tail.
I want a turtle tail. Just a little. It's like a goatee, but hair. Carrie tells Aiden that she's left the ring on the table by
and
the
he's
door.
He's like, babe, I want you to have it.
It's your ring. And she's like, please take it. Please take it. And she's basically like, if you do or say one more nice thing to me right now, like, I'm going to lose my mind. So please just take it and go. So he does. He says, okay. And then... and she says, I can't watch you leave. And she basically almost climbs in the tub to get away from him and tells him to shut the door to the bathroom. And then he does this like sweet neck grab and they both have an emotional sad moment. And she tells him to go, which is good because it's hard enough already, you know.
Ugh, that moment when you're like, there's a hand on your face and then it leaves and you just like.
Ugh, you can trail it. Yeah. Ghost hand.
And that's. And then she's just sitting on the floor.
And like 3 hours later, she opens the door and is just.
I get it.
Yeah, same.
It's very Christina in Grey's Anatomy, too. Mm-hmm. Just like laying on the bathroom floor.
Yeah, hip bones full display in these pants.
And he left her a package.
He left her a note, I think. And like a, but it's a thick piece of, I mean, it's a thick envelope. And she's kind of like, apparently there are words that are hard for Aiden to say as well. She thinks he's written her like a goodbye, you know, a parting letter. And then we cut to, and she goes to the chair she likes to cuddle up with him in. And then we cut to brunch or lunch or whatever it is. And she tells them that no, in fact, what he's done is serve her papers that basically are like, here's how to buy your apartment back from me.
It's really intense.
It is. It's a little bit, you're like, yeah, it's a complicated situation. And Aiden bought her apartment so that they could combine theirs. And he's actually, so Sam's like, he's evicting her.
He's giving her 30 days notice.
To figure out what she wants to do. And Miranda's like, life is complicated. Sometimes you have to contract shit. I mean, Steve and I are trying to figure out how the hell we're going to like raise a kid separately.
Yeah. And you know, and Miranda's like, this is honestly like fair. He's asking you to buy your apartment for exactly the same price he paid
for it, which is, you know, an amazing price, or you have to get out.
And Carrie, as we days. Know, is, a writer.
Uh-huh.
And she cannot afford to buy an apartment in New York.
No, she certainly cannot. Or potentially even find somewhere to rent that she likes because she has really high standards and has lived in an amazing place.
And Charlotte, she's like, Charlotte, you don't understand. Oh, and Miranda's just farting because she's pregnant.
Yeah, Miranda.
She is full pregnant.
She's like, I can't control it.
And Samantha's like, please control it. Is
Samantha's wearing like a Playboy.
A naked lady.
Yeah, like a naked lady necklace. It's a lot. Like full diamond. It's very strange. Like.
And Samantha's like, I'm going to buy.
Well, you were saying Charlotte, that they were saying, Charlotte, you don't get it. And Charlotte's like, oh, I paid for my apartment. It's like,
what,
well,
emotional damage?
Yeah, it's not quite the same thing. That's the kind of thing you say when you don't understand what it's like to not have money. So Samantha is telling them that she got a gift from Richard and that it was a really nice wallet that she wanted. But the card says,
style for style, best Richard.
And she's like, best is, you know, just.
It's like signing not love.
Right. From your paramour.
The only thing worse than best is in health.
Oh, God.
Which is my favorite thing to send in like a snarky email to like a landlord where I'm like, in health.
Yo, I like that. Best, honestly, was my work sign off. But my email style is very like conversational and warm anyway. So it doesn't come across as.
Yeah, I don't think it's always. I think when it's coming from a lover.
Yeah, you feel weird about it. Hmm. So they're all just kind of, they're talking about Charlotte kept her ring. And Carrie's like, how on earth could you do that? And Charlotte's like, well, it's mine and it means something to me. Anyway, so Charlotte ends up going to get it appraised, probably in the garment district.
My sister turned her ring into earrings, I think.
Oh, nice. And that's what so the woman she's talking to, who is awful, it turns out.
Or a different ring, something.
Mm-hmm. Is basically explaining that. She's like, we could have them made into your ring made into beautiful earrings. Also, this is an amazing ring, a necklace. Charlotte's like, I don't know what I want yet.
And this woman is like doing her job. So she's like very emphatically like giving Charlotte options. And Charlotte is kind of like.
Yeah, Charlotte feels real weird
so,
about. So
instead of talking about melting down.
Jewelry.
Charlotte starts to melt down.
Of course. And the woman says
something offensive.
Two offensive things in quick succession that would just, that's like a zero ploppability. Because it's not even like clever stuff. You know, it's just like, ugh.
Carrie's at the bank and obviously this isn't going to go well.
Mm-mm. She's trying to get a loan basically.
So Carrie has $700 in her checking account.
And she's like, I just paid my credit card bill. This is the realest Carrie's ever seen. And she has $957 in savings. So Carrie has like $1,500 to her name essentially right now.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, it's like, also just like, how do you live?
And Carrie does this really not great thing where she's like, well, you're single, right? You understand. And the woman is like,
yeah. Which is kind of
she becomes a dog is what I mean.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Carrie's basically like, I either have 25 days to buy my place or I'm out on the street.
Wahoo.
And the woman's like, do you have any other income besides being a writer? And she's like,
Carrie's like, hello, no.
No. But I was chosen as New York Magazine's best pick for city columnist.
What does that even fucking mean?
I was the pick over Pete Hamill. I think like, I have potential and promise and I'll get a steady paycheck.
Yeah, yeah.
She has no property, no stocks or bonds. Like,
I don't
nothing
even know what
that
a stock or bond is.
Yeah,
there,
no. I know a stock barely. Barely do I understand that. That's the kind of shit I wish I'd learned in like high school mandatory classes. You
I
know?
Saw a meme today that was like, oh, another day goes by where I haven't used Pythagoras.
Yep. We were just talking this morning because we could hear, Imke and I were talking this morning, we could hear Ari teaching math and we're talking about how like we've just never found the need to use math ever really.
Fuck math.
Fuck math. So Carrie's waiting for the bus now.
She finds out that the price of the bus is more expensive than the last time she used it.
And she also is basically like, man, it would only be $3 more to take a cab, you know. And then, of course,
then
the bus pulls
the bus.
In and it's her ad. And the woman she's been talking to is like, why do you have to take the bus if you're on the bus? And she's like, my thoughts exactly.
I hope that happens. I saw my friend on a bus today. Not she's in Anastasia and she's on the Anastasia bus.
Wow.
Like front and center on the side of the bus. Very caring.
That's very amazing.
Congratulations, Molly Rushing.
That's exciting.
Toilet flushing.
The toilet just flushes on its own still. Carrie still can't and hasn't gotten it fixed. She's like, shouldn't there be some kind of credit for enduring, what is it, breakups?
When you have nothing concrete to show for it. Because at the end of yet another failed relationship.
When all you have are war wounds and self-doubt, you have to wonder.
You have to wonder, what is it all worth? Interesting that Carrie isn't wondering. She's imploring us to wonder.
Uh-huh. You have to wonder. Yeah.
It's
not her usual writing style.
How does the wonder, Bridget?
How does the wonder about whether it's worth it at the end of a failed relationship?
Well, like,
I think...
I'm not sure what the question that she's asking.
I'm not really
like,
either.
Nothing, there's nothing to... Like, should there be... Like, is she trying to put, like, a monetary or, like, a physical worth on a relationship that's ended?
I think we might have... Hang on. Let's just... Many life experiences behind me. Did that mean nothing? After all, heartbreak and breakups are the hardest kind of work. So shouldn't there be some kind of credit for enduring them? And if not, how do you retain a sense of value? So she's like, if a relationship fails, then like, how do you still feel like you got value out of it? Or do you? Or
yeah,
like, is
but
there...
I think that's a non-tangible thing.
I agree. And as always, it tries to like shoehorn a fairly complex human experience into a like singular.
Yeah, it's very easy to like feel like a failure is an invalidation of all of positive growth that's happened to
you. Especially when it's something so significant and that you're so personally involved in, because it feels like it implicates you personally.
Yeah.
And it also just breakups just fucking suck. And she's right. It's hard because especially when you go through a breakup gracefully to feel like, what do you have to show for it? You know, you want some kind of like, she's right. It'd be nice to have some kind of like tangible, like, I did this very hard thing, you know, because when a relationship is successful, the thing you get out of it is the relationship. And when it's not, it's like, how do you quantify all that time and effort?
Yeah.
But all relationships can't end in marriage. You know, it just doesn't work that way. And I think there's so much value to be gained from building something with someone else.
Yeah. So Charlotte is on the phone trying to
get back into art house. No, art
yes,
gallery.
Art house.
Art house.
Love art house.
We love that. Do you mind if I pause quickly to do this?
No. The only reason why I was going to say no is because I was going to maybe just like send her in blind. But
I'm fine with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I might. Because so far, you hearing this right now, this is going to be in the podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. This is the whole debate. The whole debate we had earlier about Instagram, all of it. It's here for you.
I hate Instagram. I'm just kidding. I love it.
It's so fun. Such a jokester over here. Madam Weissman. We love her. So
love her work. Love her for
basically
me.
Basically, all that happens is Charlotte feels worthless because she can't get her job back. And so she puts on the ring and walks around her apartment and is like, if I can't walk around my apartment feeling good in my ring, like, what can I do? It's a little weird. And it's very Charlotte, to be honest. And we all have our weird coping mechanisms. So you know what? I'll give it to her.
I stress ordered a vibrator this weekend.
You did. I don't even. What think a I delightful thing. No, not even stress ordered, because at that point you were just like drunk and excited.
I was drunk and excited, and I was like, I got a new vibrator in Bridget, and I don't like it. And Bridget was like, is it this one? And she was like, we literally I don't have like the same it either. One. I was like, oh my God, thank God my vagina's not broken.
And then you and ordered then a new ordered one. You like one. Just updated us every 3 minutes. You were like, found one. Oh, here are the amenities. Oh, guys, I'm going to buy this one. Oh, I bought it. And then in the morning, you got an email and you were like, oh, guys, I just got an email that I ordered a vibrator. And then today, you texted us and we're like, guys, surprise, the vibrator arrived.
And on the back, wait, do you have the photo I sent? It was literally, it's a rabbit, you know? And it was like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she ordered a rabbit. Hang on. This is very worth reading.
A fancy new rabbit, baby. Hey, baby. My clit's going to be lit. Sorry, Dad.
Lit, son.
My dad was like, I'm glad I was talking to him on the phone yesterday. He's like, I'm glad I'm hearing all this from you, because I'm sorry that if you know you're going to talk about in the podcast, but sometimes the podcast is just too much information. And I'm like, yes, clit lit. Sorry.
Sorry. You volunteer to listen and you run the risk. It is a risk. Rabbit Habit Original Deluxe. The mother of all rabbits is the one and only that gave rise to the habit. It prompted Charlotte in Sex and the City to not want to leave home once she got one. And it sired walls and walls of offspring, although it has never been equaled. Now the original is back with a twist, or with several sensually, powerfully rotating ones.
Sister Act 2, back in the rabbit.
It's the joke that never fucking dies. It's useful for everything.
I love a good Sister Act 2.
Fuck.
Joyful, joyful, Lord.
I actually thought of you today because I have a photo that I might post that has bricks in it. And the thought occurred to me to do Sister Act 2, Brick in the Habit. And I was like, it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
It's not.
It's just that's what you've done to my brain. That's in the first two things I think about.
Sister Act 2, Brack in the Habit is still my favorite. There's another one I did.
That was the bracket that Brooke fucking won, which I still can't believe.
I won March Madness. Would never Brooke, forget.
When Brooke sent to me that she had won March Madness, I laughed out loud alone in my room for 3 minutes, called my sister in, told Mara what had happened, and kept laughing uncontrollably. I don't know why that was the best thing you'd done for me.
I love sports.
Oh, God.
Sports.
Love you.
Love your work. I love that for you.
Love that for you. Brooke kept saying that this weekend while we were playing board games. It was very funny. So
Richard is with Samantha. And
he has another gift for her. It's beautiful. And
she goes, I'll do my very best. Very pointed, Sam. Uh-huh.
I love that we're calling her Sam this episode. I started it. Now I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
So Samantha's like, this is torture. Why did I come into a shoe store holding the ugliest pair of shoes I've ever seen? Sorry, not Samantha. Carrie's in a shoe store in a sheer nightgown that you can see her enormous underwear through. It's a cute look, but it's like,
and she like wow. Asks to try them on even though we know she's not gonna buy them, and she tells the sales associate she's not gonna buy them, and he's kind of like,
well, why am I? And then she's like, okay, get me also these three pairs. And she's like, sir, no matter what happens in the next 20 minutes and under no circumstances am I to buy these. I'm just trying them on for fun. And he's like, how fun for me. And Miranda gets a very simple shoe and a 9 because she's actually gonna buy them.
What size is Carrie? Like a 6.5?
I don't remember, but it's worth looking because I want to know. Excuse me, sir. Can I try these in a 7?
7.5. Just above average. That's a 38. Fun skill that I will never be able to get rid of.
Oh, wow.
One skill that I learned at Flywheel is the ability to convert American to European shoe sizes in less than a second, and that will stick with me forever.
You know what? At some point, you're going to want to buy. You're going to be in Italy trying to buy shoes, and you're going to love knowing.
Mipa mupe.
Mipa mupe. As much as my ass is so big, the sound is now muffled.
Oh, because Miranda keeps farting. Literally, Miranda's plot this episode is that she's pregnant.
And her fingers are as big as sausages, and she's pulling on them. And then she farts, and then she's like, I pulled my own finger. It's very funny. Because when she did it, I was like, she pulled her own finger. And then she goes, I pulled my own finger.
Future governor of New York, Cynthia Nixon, is just stunning.
God, she's gorgeous. She's really radiant right now.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
I
wonder if she's actually pregnant.
I don't think so. It looks like a fake belly. Well, it rides a little high. This is my hot take. Also because they filmed this season in so much less time than it. You know, they film fairly back to back, but it's meant to take more time.
So they're doing some math. And so the shoes are $400 a pop. And Carrie says she has 50, maybe 100. And so that means.
And Miranda's like, looks at her and says 100 times 400. And she's like, yeah, $4,000 worth of shoes. And she's like, no, honey, that's $40,000 in shoes. Which is literally she could buy her apartment for that. And at no point in this.
She could buy her apartment for $40,000 because it's rent.
Back from Aiden, I think. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think later in this episode, it's revealed that she used to pay $350 a month. Which is like, well, that's how she afforded it. Holy fuck.
I think
even in 1999 or whatever, like.
So now she's like going and looking at actually apartments that are in her budget and surprise.
She doesn't like them mostly because their closets are small. And she's like, this isn't a closet. Where do I put shoes?
So stupid.
And the woman's like, the realtor is like, you get one of those racks that hang on the door.
And she goes, I'll have to hang myself on the door.
If I have to live here.
And the woman is like, well, based on your budget and your attitude, I just don't think you should leave where you're living.
Yeah, like you are not going to find. She's also like, do I smell curry? And she's so upset about it, which honestly, if I lived over somewhere that smelled curry, I'd be okay with it.
I don't think you would.
Really? All the time?
I think all the time.
Yeah, fair. Sounds like a nice thing.
$750.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
A little more.
That makes sense. Sorry. $350 would have been obscene. $750 is still
$350
crazy.
Is like 2 months of the MetroGuard.
And $750, I'm still like, how do you afford that on your salary? And because she says later in the episode how much she charges per word too. So we could do a little math there. Look, math is coming in handy left and right.
So
get back to me when the numbers are in, Big says, speaking of numbers.
She's dressed in all white like a little lamb.
And he says, applying for a job here. And she's like, oh, this is where you work. It's cute. Her terrible extensions are back in.
And she's going to ask Big for money.
Which is the craziest thing I can imagine.
Here for it.
I mean, it's a very bold move. It's just like, I cannot imagine in Carrie's situation going to this man and being like, yeah, I broke up with that guy you told me I was always going to break up with. Mm. She does say to him, you told me you were right. I'm not the marrying type.
Yeah. And so she has to admit to him that she broke up with Aiden.
And she's basically like, I would like to take a loan from you so that I can buy my apartment.
Because I have no money.
And he fucking gives her a check. He just gives her a check. Because he loves her and money is a language he can do. He also says, you're going to be okay, kid.
Has she and Charlotte already had the fight?
No.
Oops.
So she's like, they go to Chinese food for dinner. And she's like, Big offered me the money. And she's like, I have the check right here. And they all kind of course, have their varied reactions.
Miranda's
she's
like,
could
no.
I? See, $30,000. Those shoes, she sold, you know, 75 of them.
Samantha's like, fuck yeah. And Miranda's like, a man has control over you when he gives you money.
Which I agree.
Samantha's like, man, woman, who cares?
It's fluid. Someone needs it. You give it. You take it. Charlotte's like, I am uncomfortable. I don't think we should talk about money. And she's basically just like, she can't do it. Charlotte cannot do it. Samantha's like, money.
Still upset about best.
Yeah, money makes her think of Richard and the gifts. And she's like, he's still sending his best. Miranda says to Carrie, I'll loan you the money.
And she's like, no, I can't take your money.
And she's also like, do you have that much? And Miranda's like, I have half that much.
I believe that Miranda has that money.
She's a lawyer. She's smart. She's savvy. She's saved.
I would believe that she would have more than half.
Yeah. Yeah. And Carrie's kind of like, you need that money for the baby you're about to have. That's so sweet of you. And Samantha's like, I can do the other half, which I also believe.
And Charlotte's just like slurping down her drink.
Like slurping.
And she rips off this check, which like makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah, me too.
I think I would take the money.
I don't know that I would. Actually, no, I never would have gone to Big, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
I would have gone to like my sisters and my best friends and then like, can you each loan me, you know, $10,000? Here's my payment plan. I've like loaned money to friends in small amounts. And the thing that I've heard always about friends and loaning money to like friends and family is only loan amounts that you're willing to not see again, because it can be one of those like relationship ruining things. And you have to go into it being like, I may not see this money again. So obviously I haven't done that much. I've done like $200 at a time kind of thing, you know, but and there's been like once that I've lost money, but every other time people have given it back to me. And I'm like, I know that people would do that for me.
Yeah.
But it's stressful to owe money to anyone.
Yeah.
At all.
Or to like ask people to
so
pay you back.
So stressful. Yeah, exactly. That too. And that's why. Yeah. But it's, I don't know. It's hard. And it's so generous of her friends and she's overwhelmed, understandably.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting thing to think about, you know, like what you would do in this situation.
Totally.
Carrie's not going to be homeless, you know. But
and so they're at a Chinese restaurant, we said, and Carrie opens her fortune cookie, and there's
empty.
There's no fortune.
She's like, I have no fortune.
Literally.
I didn't need a cookie to tell me that.
And then they're just walking down the streets with fans.
Which, honestly, not a bad idea to walk down the street in this kind of weather, which is exactly what it looks like. They all have that glow of humidity and sweat. And Carrie is kind of having a, like, she's like,
she's just like, it all comes sort of crashing down on
like
her.
No apartment, no Aiden, you know, her, everything has changed.
Look at Samantha in her fanny pack. Wow. Like a goddess.
I love it. I really love it. The necklace is crazy. She's now worn it to two separate events.
Wow.
It's really a statement.
It's her statement. Mm-hmm. And so they're walking through Chinatown and they're just like kind of quiet and it's like a lovely friend moment.
Yeah. Charlotte's a little bit off from the rest of them because Charlotte has been a little bit off. Carrie's like, as I thought about leaving the apartment I'd lived in for the past decade, I realized how much I would miss it.
Yeah, because it's fucking perfect.
Through everything, it had always been there for me. Suddenly, I was irrationally angry.
And she goes to Charlotte
and
is like,
to Charlotte,
why wouldn't you give me the money? You know I wouldn't take it from you. Why would you offer?
More to the point, everyone else, like, they both offered and didn't even offer.
And you are the one
offer.
Who, like, has the most money.
You literally have an apartment. You are set.
Well, you have money. You have a trust fund.
And it's like, just why wouldn't you offer? You knew I wouldn't have taken it from you. And this is what made me think of it. Charlotte's like, I knew you would say that. And she's like, if you wouldn't have taken it, why does it matter if I'd offer? Carrie says, I would have offered it to you. You're my friend. Which is like a hypothetical. I mean, I get it. But it's a hypothetical for Carrie. Carrie has $1,500 to her name. She's not going to.
Yeah, but yeah.
But it's a hypothetical. Charlotte would ever need it too. And she's like, gives this story about her father and his friend
friends
and not mixing
money,
friends with
mix.
Money.
Yeah.
And yeah. And Carrie's like, we're not talking about those people.
We're talking about us.
Yeah, you and your friend, me. And for the record, I am aware that I have some financial messiness that I have to clean up.
She like goes off on Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
And she's working onto it. She's been offered $4 a word at Vogue. And I guess that's a lot for someone.
She says most people get two. So, yes, I've made some mistakes.
And Vogue is like.
Yeah, high profile. And that's the thing that she says to the loan lady about that. Like getting the best columnist pick or whatever, you know, it's those things. Like she has all this promise and potential and like she's getting there, she's making it work. And she's like, Charlotte, you also have made mistakes. And while you made those mistakes, I was sitting across from you, nodding and supporting you and listening, which is her version of, you know, offering to loan the money kind of thing.
Yeah.
She was like, I wasn't.
She was just like avoiding. She's like calling her out for being a bad friend. And Charlotte.
She's like, what kills me is that you don't even have to work.
And Charlotte comes back with, it's like, no one will hire me.
Yeah. She's like, I've actually been looking and there's a reason I'm not working.
Yeah. She says, Carrie, I love you, but it is not my job to fix your finances.
Which is also
which
fair.
Which is also legit.
You're a 35-year-old woman. True. And she says, you need to learn to stand on your own.
Which is true because Carrie is
true.
Like pretty weak.
Yeah. It's all true.
And they like walk
and
around
Carrie,
the table.
Like,
and
knows
like,
that in some sense because remember she had all those fears in the beginning where she was like, I don't want to get attached to a man because I don't want to have to be dependent on someone else, mm-hmm. you know?
And then Carrie discovers that.
She's like, are you wearing your wedding ring?
And she's like, I can do whatever the fuck I want in my own house. And Carrie's like, how dare you come for me about being independent when you are walking around holding onto a marriage that is so over.
Like
I like have never fought with anybody. Like they.
No, me either. Well, Carrie, it's, as she says, when she's in her apartment, she's feeling irrationally angry.
Yeah, but even so, like even when I'm feeling wildly infuriated, I'm still more like, you know, confrontation doesn't solve problems.
Yeah, no. I've only done that once in my life and it was extremely warranted and very actually cathartic in it, but this is not my MO at all.
Yeah.
I've never fought like this. No, definitely not.
Definitely
and it not. Also, it feels like Carrie is saying the things that like, I wish I could say to people, but you don't really say to your friends, you know?
But it's TV.
It's TV. And it's also, in some ways, it's one of those moments of just like, this friendship needed this to happen. And also Charlotte should not have, hang on. Sorry, just a second before I lose this thought. Charlotte should not have been that obviously uncomfortable, turned away.
Yeah,
at least
she was
participated
being so
in the conversation.
Flighty and like childish.
Yeah. Are you going to go lay down and get cool? Oh, okay. Let me know if you need it. we've been hiding out in the AC in my room because it is awful in New York, everyone. And Charlotte is basically like, I've called 7 galleries. I have too much experience, meaning, you know, like they won't pay her. And there's so many young people coming right out of school. And Carrie's like, listen, you're right. It's your ring and it's your business. I got worked up on the walk over here. You know, she's big enough to pretty quickly also realize that like she wasn't being particularly fair.
And
she's
like, you walked here. And Carrie's like, no, I fucking took a cab because these shoes hurt and I love them. And I do not.
She was like, I took a $7 cab, 5 feet because these shoes pinch my feet, but I love them.
She's going to take the bus. I just hope I'm not on it. And she storms out.
And you know what? It's like an okay. And Charlotte's kind of like, she's not upset either. You know, she's rethinking a few things.
And Samantha's walking around naked and runs into the gay assistant of Richard.
In Richard's apartment.
And I say this because he says, I'm Richard's assistant and I'm gay.
And I'm gay because she's naked. Right. His gay assistant, that's the most important thing. She's like, Richard left and I decided to take a bath, relaxing bath. But now that's shot to shit.
We find out that...
This guy's been buying all of her presents and writing them notes. Yeah, so they have this whole conversation about how he buys the gifts. And then Samantha's like, wait, if you buy the gifts, do you write the notes?
Which also means that there's other women getting gifts.
Right, of course. And so that's still happening.
Yeah, and Samantha's like, okay, well then I'm going to have you do one thing for me.
Yeah. We don't know what it is yet.
And so the card...
So
we see
Richard gives her a bracelet and she's like, oh, Richard, thank you so much.
Oh, my God, this card. I forgot
the card.
It says.
What does it say? It's like gorgeous for gorgeous.
Love Richard. Oh, my God. Love.
But Richard also does the stupidest possible thing in this moment.
Where he grabs it.
He grabs the card and he looks at her and he goes, I love you, Samantha. Samantha. I love you, Samantha. And you're like, dude. You could have just smiled, you know? You didn't have to make it this whole fucking
declaration. Well,
maybe he
does love her.
Maybe. She says you do.
Maybe men are pigs. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know either. No experience. And she says, I love this. And like, holds up the bracelet.
Samantha.
Now she's...
You got what you wanted. You should
give...
And
now you're being a brat. Yeah. Because she doesn't want to get hurt still.
Ugh. Little Steve.
Sweet Steve is like reading her little contract, Miranda's contract.
Like what they're going to do with their kids.
And he's kind of giving her a hard time. And he's like, I was just thinking, you know, things are going to get off schedule, which is true. He's like, we're talking about a kid, not a train. You have no way to you don't know. And he's like, she talks about her feet killing her.
And earlier in the episode, Miranda goes on about how the reason why people in relationships get pregnant is so they can fuck each other.
Oh, right.
Because
no one
all she
sex
wants
with
to
you.
Do is
right.
have sex because she's so horny.
And she's like, my feet hurt. And he's like, I'd rub them for you, but I don't think that's in the contract. And she's like, don't do it. I'll fart you into oblivion. And then he rubs her feet anyway.
And then
she's like, am I ugly? So sad. He says, no, you got that glow. Which she does. She looks amazing. She's like, but would you want to have sex with me? And he's like totally laughing and going along with things. Like, what are you talking about?
Another charming side effect is that I'm super horny.
Aside from flatulence and bloating,
and
it's all
like starts
all I can
to
think
move
about
his
is sex.
Hand up her leg,
and she's like, "Who would want to have sex with me?" And he's like, "I'd like to have sex with you, but I'm pretty sure that it's not allowed." And he like kind of leans back on the couch and like his cutie
like,
eyes at her and smiles.
B14 to the contract.
It said nothing about sex. She's like, "Fuck the contract."
She's like,
please
fuck
me.
And so
I love them so much.
And so Miranda.
Oh, another bad kissing scene with Miranda.
Steve, a pity fuck.
This might be our girl's weakness.
He's like, you're squishing me
a little bit.
Because she's pregnant.
She's so big. That night, Steve gave Miranda multiple orgasms. Fuck yes. Miranda, get yours. For what it's worth, it scans back to them as it's going away. This doesn't mean we're a couple.
This is a mercy
fuck.
Just like Miranda fucked Steve when he got his ball removed.
So looking like a fucking, I don't know, Molly Ringwald type ingenue in some coming of age movie.
Charlotte and Carrie are at lunch.
Yeah, apologizing to each other. And
Carrie compliments Charlotte on how she's handling being
coping.
Divorced.
And it's interesting because
Charlotte is so
Charlotte's like,
beautiful.
I've had trouble letting go of being Mrs. McDougal. And they're both like, we're alone again. We're alone again. And Charlotte is like, does a little cutie little smile and reaches into her bag. And she pulls out her wedding ring. And she's like, Carrie, I want you to have this. It will, whatever you want to do with it, will pay for your apartment. And Carrie is like, no, 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 I can't. You love this ring. And Charlotte's like, no, I love what the ring represented, which look at the growth these girls helped each other have, even in that intense fight way.
I'm crying.
Yeah. She's like, Carrie, this is a straightforward proposal, clean and simple. Why do I have all this money if I can't help a friend?
And it's a loan and she's going to pay her back, and Carrie promises that.
And Charlotte's like, I know, this is it. Straightforward. And she says, I want you to think really carefully about this. And Charlotte says, I know. And Carrie says, are you comfortable knowing it's going to take me a long time, you know, to pay you back? And which is also crazy, though. No, because she's not paying rent. She's paying Charlotte. She's going to own her apartment.
No, Carrie's going to own.
That's what I mean. Carrie's going to own her apartment, which is like, what a huge gift and shift also. And they really have a sweet
moment. She says she trusts her. And Carrie accepts.
And she's like, will you take the ring? Which feels like, you know, it's like a sweet engagement proposal. Almost between friends. And then they have delicious looking burrata. No, caprese. She's like, Charlotte had taken her painful past and turned it into my hopeful future.
It's really sweet.
And Charlotte got a job at the museum. And she's like, I start next week. And Carrie said, I got Vogue to go up to $4.50 a word, which is, she's more than doubling the standard rate. So she's really killing it.
So Carrie gets her toilet fixed.
She gets a plumber. She's like, thank you. And she's signing the lease. Which also, I was like, it made me laugh so much because this is not a signature. It is someone writing Carrie Bradshaw maybe for like the third time in her entire life. Just like, watch how she writes this. It is not even a pretend cursive signature.
She's a left hand. Yeah, that's the full print.
It's so not a signature at all. Clicking my Manolo Blahniks 3 times, but it was worth it. I was home. What? Oops, sirens. Hey, baby.
I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, me too. Please get there safely. At least they can drive at fast speeds over here. It's nothing in Midtown stresses me out more than watching ambulances take like 3 minutes to go 2 blocks.
It takes 5 to 10 minutes for when a 911 call is made to get to... It's like 8 minutes, I think, is the time that it takes an ambulance to get to a call. I learned this during CPR training.
Damn. I'm sure it takes longer in Midtown East because they fucking, maybe they just have more ambulances ready to go all over the place because taxis are always like, yes, you can go. But after I've made my turn, you know, and then you have like 6 taxis waiting to turn and they can't get there. Stress me out. Anyway, what an app.
Who did
you resonate with, Brookie?
Miranda, because I'm gassy. No, I'm just kidding.
always.
Carrie. Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking Carrie. Every day I realize more and more that I'm a Carrie, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Although, I had a moment where I was like, oh, Miranda, and I forgot what it was. Something was happening where I was like, oh, this is me. Like, oh, when we were eating cake, chocolate cake the other day.
Oh, yeah, I got a chocolate cake for my last day, and I brought home the extras, and Brooke and I went to town. It was really delicious.
But it was the most richest, the richest cake I've ever had. Like, truly. You had like 3 bites, and you were like.
Yeah, but it was delicious.
It was fucking delicious.
It was like chocolate on chocolate.
Just
on chocolate.
Carrie. Just yeah. General, like, honestly, same. I'm poor, I'm single,
stressed
I'm
out,
sad about all of them.
Same. All three of those things, yeah.
Being poor and stressed and single. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my life,
We're there. We're the 20-year-old version of this in a big way. But also, it's true, you know, like, 35, you maybe should have your shit figured out in a different way, you know?
Maybe.
I resonate with Carrie, too. I was thinking about it. I don't resonate with Samantha in this one, and that's not my MO at all. I don't. Miranda is just doing a whole different
She's
thing.
She's just pregnant.
Neither of us are Charlotte.
Haven't been married.
No, nor do we live our lives in the way Charlotte does. Or like, I think most of the way that we think about the world are not inherently matched up with Charlotte. What do you think probability?
I just think like money, everything's more expensive now.
Yeah. But in general, you know, this plot could be played out. Yeah.
There are versions of all of this that happened in 2018.
Yeah, definitely.
That could happen in 2018.
I think there are a few little things in this episode where you're just like, nope, just like bad writing, whatever. Just like shouldn't be in. But no, for the most part, I think so. What was I going to say? I forget. There was something else. But yeah, no, this is a pretty good one. I think they're into some serious shit now, you know. What about Delta Ups, Delta Downs?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. My Delta Up is that I am off this week, that I have my friend Imka here.
Imka's playing a game that like has pizza on it right now.
I've seen. Is that the one where you tap it and the slices? You have to like try and complete different circles. Oh, I've had that advertised to me on other games and always been intrigued.
I love pizza.
Yeah, pizza. Pizza, baby. We had good pizza for lunch today.
Pizza pizza.
And that I'm starting a new adventure soon, and that we finally got this episode that almost wasn't. This is the episode that lived, the episode who lived at this point.
I'm singing the song I wrote in college, Pizza for One in My Head.
Oh, I love that song. I've heard a few renditions of it before. It's pretty good.
There's only one rendition.
Well, no, I just mean like in my life, I've had renditions of it done for me, you know, yeah. Like the same song.
It's the same. It's my masterpiece.
I'm waiting for your EP, which will include that and a few other classics. including I'm a Believer.
Dun, 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 dun. Love Shrek. Love its work.
Shrek. Brooke. Oh, I did not even finish what I was saying. New Adventures coming. Delta Downs. It's still hot as fuck. I wish I was able to take another week off because I'm like just starting to decompress at all, you know, and it's intense. Yeah, I just, you know, some days are hard days. I've had a few. I've had some melancholy days recently, but for the most part, life is good right now. I'm pretty pleased.
Good.
Brookie?
My Delta up is this weekend in the woods.
Mm-hmm, that too.
Was just like that was everything. And also just like.
It's perfect.
I continue to be amazed and just. I just love my friends. Mm-hmm. I have amazing friends.
You have an incredible crew.
I have like a full, like, just like the best friends.
Yeah. And you have a great set of people who aren't all the same, you know, and you get, yeah.
I'm very happy about that. My Delta up is that. And my Delta down is private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Goes that way sometimes.
Come take my yoga class. Just, it's not the Delta down, but like.
She's selling them out, baby.
Duh. You should do it.
Yeah. She's good.
Follow me on, well, it's a great segue.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to take my yoga class.
Where can I find information and or just look at nice photos of you doing yoga?
Not nice photos of me doing yoga. I don't do that shit. Nice.
No, that's true.
But I don't post photos of me doing yoga.
I think every photo of you is nice.
Thank you.
That's true. You don't post photos of you doing yoga. You're not obnoxious.
I'm not obnoxious.
I'm obnoxious.
I can be found on social media at Brooke Wiseman. That's my name. My name is Brooke Wiseman. Hi, it's good to meet you. You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman. You can find me on Instagram at Brooke Wiseman, no underscore. And if you do put an underscore on my Instagram, well, my army of friends will literally come slice you open and then feast on you for second breakfast.
Drag you into the woods of Connecticut and have a bacchanal on your
corpse. Oh, yeah. We're going to bacchanal the shit out of you. Social media, ma'am.
You can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. You can find me on Instagram posting mostly things that Brooke has already posted and or content she has taken and provided for me at BridgetM37. And collectively, we are at Splat Podcast.
On Twitter, on Instagram. We haven't been posting that much. We'll get better.
No, we'll get better. We've had some cute shit, but it's been few and far between. Forgive us.
We're sorry.
Life has happened, you know, as you all know, because your lives are happening and we're so grateful that you take time to listen to us.
An hour out of your day to listen to us blather on.
As part of it. We love you. Splatpodcast@gmail.com. Write to us. Please rate, review, subscribe.
On iTunes, on Acast.
Makes a huge difference. We love you guys.
We want to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We love you guys.
We're going to do a live show. I'm just kidding.
No one needs to see us
live. If you keep rate, reviewing, and subscribing, we will do a live show. It'll be fun. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.